This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While a policy of appeasement is going on, especially in Western Europe, France, Germany, and other Western European countries towards radical Islamists, towards those who support and endorse the terrible attacks in France, there is another policy appeasement going on in Western Europe in particular, and this one is perhaps even more dangerous than the one previously mentioned. It has to do with the relationship between Europe and Russia, and especially in light of Ukraine. The question I'd like to ask today is there going to be nuclear war coming between Russia and Europe? I'd like to begin by quoting to you from an article which was published by Deutsche Welle today, as I record this program, January 15, 2015, which says, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has warned that the conflict in Ukraine and its ramifications for Europe remains serious. He told a German paper that there can be no military solution. So he just puts the cards on the table, like a poker player who is not such a good poker player. He shows his hand, and he doesn't have such a good hand with these kind of comments. But things will change. But let's go back to the article. It goes on to say, following a meeting between him and his Russian, Ukrainian, and French counterparts on Monday that ended without agreement, Steinmeier does not believe that quick progress can be made, given that there are plenty of unresolved issues. It is an incredibly complicated situation, he added. A truce agreed upon last September in the Ukrainian city of Minsk has been violated frequently, and I might add, by both sides. Relations with Russia will be at the heart of next Monday's meeting of EU foreign ministers, and the bloc is divided, the article says, on how to deal with Russia, with many Eastern European countries fearing that the EU might be too soft on Moscow. In other words, that they have a policy of appeasement, if you please, like there was this policy of appeasement when Chamberlain met Hitler. The article says Italy and France, meanwhile, are among the countries plumping for a more conciliatory stance, and we'll hear about France in a moment and what the motive might be. Because here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated January 6, saying this. Ukraine has beefed up its heavy weaponry. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko himself was on hand to deliver fighter jets and armored cars to the military in the north of the country. The delivery of heavy weapons is in direct violation of the Minsk agreement, which both sides accuse the other of violating on multiple occasions. Moscow has continuously denied that it backed the conflict in the eastern part of the former Soviet Republic that has left 4,700 dead. The crisis has also proven disastrous, now listen carefully, to cash-strapped France, and it is prevented from completing the delivery of two high-tech Mistral-class warships to Russia. Breach of the 1.2 billion euro contract could make France liable to hefty fines. And so the EU Observer went on to say on January 6, French leader François Hollande has dangled the prospect of lifting EU sanctions on Russia ahead of the year's first Ukraine summit. Russian President Mr. Putin does not want to annex eastern Ukraine. He's told me that. What he wants is to remain influential. What he wants is for Ukraine not to fall into the NATO camp, he added. That's Mr. Hollande saying these things, referring to his impromptu meeting with Putin at a Moscow airport in December. Well, There could be a question of how naive Mr. Hollande is, but I believe there's more to it than that. The article goes on to say, Russian media said his remarks mean Moscow is off the hook for annexing Crimea and that France is keen to resume delivery of two warships. It says Austria, the Czech Republic, Italy, Hungary, Slovakia, and the German center-left SPD party have also said they want to re-engage with Russia. But then the former Russian satellite states are very nervous because they figure out, and rightly so, that if Russia is off the hook by annexing Crimea, who's going to be next? And now comes Mr. Gorbachev, or Mr. Gorbachev, as he is pronounced in this country, I believe. Newsmax wrote on January 10, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev warned that tensions between Russia and European powers over the Ukraine crisis could result in a major conflict or even nuclear war. Think of the question I raised at the beginning of this program. A war of this kind would unavoidably lead to a nuclear war, the 1990 Nobel Peace Prize winner told Der Spiegel. We will not survive the coming years. Notice this. We will not survive the coming years if someone loses their nerve in this overheated situation, added Gorbachev, 83. This is not something I am saying thoughtlessly. I am extremely concerned. Gorbachev warned against Western intervention in the Ukraine crisis. The new Germany wants to intervene everywhere, he said in the interview. In Germany, evidently, there are a lot of people who want to help create a new division in Europe. And then Deutsche Welle also added and wrote this on January 9. Gorbachev accused the West and NATO of destroying the structure of European security by expanding its alliance. No head of the Kremlin can ignore such a thing, he said, adding that the US was unfortunately starting to establish a mega empire. The man seen as a key player in the reunification of former East and West Germany in 1990 also accused Germany of interfering in Ukraine's crisis, saying the new Germany wants its hands in every pie. Germany has already tried to expand its influence of power towards the East in World War II. Does it really need another lesson? He asks. Now, of course, Mr. Gorbachev speaks as a Russian, and so he is defending Russian intervention in Crimea, something which is very hard to comprehend. But at the same time, he has some very serious warnings which we should not take lightly, including the question, is this going to end up in a nuclear war between Russia and Europe under German leadership? My friends, we have prepared a booklet which talks about biblical prophecy from now until forever, and I have a free copy here of this booklet. And if you have not received a copy yet and you would like to read it, please ask us for a copy and we'll be happy to send it to you. This booklet explains from the Bible what is going to happen, and sadly, yes, the Bible clearly states there is going to be a nuclear war coming between countries like Russia and European countries like Germany and others. It's prophesied. We read in the book of Daniel that the final leader of Europe will be greatly disturbed by rumors from the East, and that would include Russia, and he will go out with great fury. The attempt is to kill many people, but other scriptures in the book of Revelation tell us he's not going to be allowed to kill many people at that time, but there's going to be a counterattack. A counterattack by those kings of the East, as they are called, and they will kill many, many people in the process. The Bible says one-third of all of mankind will die. Well, Jesus Christ even said that if he wouldn't come at the very end to intervene and to shorten those days, no flesh would be saved alive. Nobody would survive. No human being, not even animals, would survive. And that is why we need to pray to God the Father that he would send his son Jesus Christ back soon so this madness can end. Now, our booklet on biblical prophecy is explaining these and many more things to you from the pages of your Bible. And I would like you to request a free copy. We will be more than happy to send it to you without any further request and without any obligation. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.